This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Peter's purpose for writing 2 Peter was to remind his readers, refresh their memory, so they would always remember what they already knew and were established in. He further amplifies his point by sharing his own experience in chapter 1, verses 16 through 19. What he shares in this book is not the result of following cleverly invented stories about the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. There are many critics who believe the Gospels are fanciful, imaginative hopes of the disciples, embellished beyond the natural to seem supernatural, but unbelievable. They do their best to deconstruct the historical record. What they postulate would take more faith than what the record in the Gospels clearly states. Peter didn't stoop to such tactics of deception. He was an eyewitness of Christ's majesty. He was a spectator, not creator, of the story. Peter focuses on the hero of the drama. On the Mount of Transfiguration, Peter, James, and John were given a glimpse of the majesty of the person, Jesus Christ. The word translated transfigured means what was inwardly true is outwardly manifest. Jesus laid aside the outward display of his glory and majesty during his incarnate life on earth. His flesh veiled his glory. On the Mount of Transfiguration, his flesh became transparent, allowing his glory to shine through. To Peter at the time, and now still in his memory, what he saw was majesty. The word means the superlative of great, or greatest majesty, or magnificence. Peter said, "Take it from me, I saw him glorified with my own eyes."